This is an ABC podcast.
Yama, Ngaya Rudy. I'm Rudy, and I'm a Gamilaroi girl. Welcome to Little Yarns. Did you know there are hundreds of Indigenous languages around Australia? Today, we're heading to the top of the top end, to the Tiwi Islands, to meet up with Malcolm. He's a Tiwi man, and he's going to teach us some of his language and about his totem, the rainbow serpent. Let's go!
Awana, kids. Hi, Rudy. How are you?
Awana, Malcolm.
Awana, Malcolm.
Awana!
Welcome to the Tiwi Islands. Tiwi's just a quick plane trip north of Darwin in the Northern Territory. And Tiwi have their own language and culture.
Tiwi language!
That's right. My family has been here for forever. And I think it's the most beautiful place in the world. One of my favourite things to do with my family is to go looking for mud mussels. Want to come?
Sure.
What are mud mussels?
They're shellfish, kind of like big pippies. You find them in the mud of the mangrove swamps. Shoes and socks off, we're gonna get dirty.
The mud is so squelchy. Those mangrove roots look strong.
They grow like in muddy areas and like swamp areas. Because they're like stuck in mud.
All of it goes in between your toes and it's really hard to get out and you don't want to touch it to try and get it out because...
How do you find the mud mussels, Malcolm?
You just feel around in the mud with your hands and pull them out. Once you rinse them off, you can cook them over the fire and they just pop open.
Like popcorn pippies.
Ah, cool. I feel really lucky whenever I come out here with my family and go hunting for our traditional food. The connection to my culture means so much to me. The word I want to teach you today is Aampitji. Aampitji means rainbow and rainbow serpent in Tiwi language. The rainbow serpent is my family totem. Can you say Aampitji?
Aampitji.
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 Nice one. A family totem is something that represents us and something that we need to look after.
A totem is your like spirit animal, like it's what your mob comes from.
Like your best friend, but you can't really see it, but it's there.
The Gamilaroi totem is Yilindali, that's how you say it there, but it's a goanna.
So that animal basically like protects the tribe.
It means that you protect it and it will protect you. It's like your buddies and like you've got to have each other's back.
A totem is special because it also shows you your place within the community and how you can look after each other.
I don't think everyone knows their totem because they are all different. Not many people know what their totem is like me because my pop was part of the Stolen Generation. We didn't ever know what like, tribe he was from. My nan doesn't know what tribe she's from, but I know that she's from, like, Glen Innes.
I don't know my totem either, but Aampitji sounds like a pretty deadly one.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Totems show you all the ways you're connected to your community and how we all fit together.
What do you mean?
I remember one time as a family, we went out looking for mud mussels. We had to cross a channel of water, so we went at low tide when the water was really shallow. We were having so much fun we lost track of time, and when we came back, the tide had come in and the channel was full of water. We couldn't cross.
That sounds scary.
Oh no! What did you do?
Well, it was getting dark. We needed to get home. We had to cross it. The current was really strong, so we made a chain and we held onto each other, swimming as fast and hard as we could.
Were you really scared?
So scared. But together, we managed to make it through safe and sound.
Phew, I'm glad you're okay. That was close.
Phew.
It's moments like that when you're on country with family that are so special. When we work together and rely on each other, we're stronger than on our own. It's the same with totem groups. Life on country can be pretty hard, but we're linked together. We know our place, where we belong, and that's together.
Oh, look, everyone. It's an Umpatji, a rainbow.
Awana! Awana!
Awana, Umpatji. Malcolm, thanks for teaching us how to say rainbow and rainbow serpent in Tiwi language.
No worries. Come back anytime.
Bye, Malcolm.
Bye. I had such a great time with Malcolm on the Tiwi Islands. Can you remember the word Malcolm taught us today?
Umpatji means rainbow.
Umpatji means rainbow serpent.
Yup. Umpatji means rainbow and rainbow serpent in Tiwi language. What country should we visit next time? There are hundreds of First Nations in Australia, each with our own language and culture. Let's learn more together soon. Yalu! Little Yarns is an ABC Kids Listen podcast, hosted by me, Rudy Bremer, with original music by Bunuba producer Vincent Goodyear. Thanks to today's guest, Malcolm Lynch, and to Carly and the Deadly Juniors at Redfern Dance Company. Today's episode was produced on Gadigal Country, featuring the sounds of the Tiwi Islands. Our producer is Samia Bella. Supervising producer is Emma Gibbs, and our audio engineer is Hamish Camilleri. To hear more great podcasts for kids, download the ABC Kids Listen app, free from your app store.